Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
We all thought 2021 was going to be an easier year than 2020, but was it really? Coming up right now. Hey, restaurant owners, managers, and operators, I'm Ryan Bromfin, and this is The Restaurant Boss, where we bring you tools, tips, and strategies to help you make it happen in the restaurant business. 2021 was supposed to be a much easier year than 2020, but was it really? Was it really that much easier, right? We were faced with labor challenges, we were faced with supply chain challenges, right? The total buzzword, supply chain. But the funny thing is, even when we released our book this year, we had supply chain challenges. Believe it or not, it was cheaper, easier, and faster for us to order the book in London and have it shipped to the United States to then be shipped out all over the world than it was for us to order in the United States. The world is just wacky right now. But the point is, things have changed. And things have not just changed a little bit. And things have not changed in a way that it's temporary. Things have changed permanently. Mostly what I'm talking about is in the labor world, your staff, your team members, their expectations, the pay, the way we treat them. The supply chain thing, it'll work itself out. It always does. Yes, we're having challenges right now. Yes, the world is in a little bit of chaos. There's all kinds of weird issues that are causing it, but that will settle itself down. Now, are prices going to come down to where they were pre-COVID? No, it's inflation. It's happened. It's real. Your prices will go up. The prices you're paying for products will go up, but we'll find a balance again. We always do. The difference is going to be in the labor market. We have seen a shift in labor. I mean, it's been happening for 1,000 years. I mean, let's go all the way back to, you know, Roman times. Let's go back to even in, you know, England and in Europe in the Renaissance or pre-Renaissance period and then the Renaissance period. And then even in the United States during the Industrial Revolution and then the 40s and 50s. So look, like the labor markets always change. The restaurant industry has just been able to hold on to some really bad habits and some old ways of doing things for a lot longer than we maybe should have. These are methods I've been teaching for about 10 years now at The Restaurant Boss, which are methods of how to train better, how to motivate your team better, how to teach your team better. And the reality is the clients that I've worked with from 10 years ago to 5 years ago to 2 years ago that have been adapting these strategies didn't struggle as much and aren't struggling as much as some of the clients that I've been working with more recently or clients that maybe haven't adapted as many of the changes. So every year I do something called SORI, the State of the Restaurant Industry, toward the end of January. Now, very similar to the State of the Union Address that the president puts on every year, the last Tuesday or the last Thursday of the year, I don't know, we do something toward the end of January that we call the State of the Restaurant Industry Address. And it's about a 1 hour live event. I put on a tuxedo, I answer your questions live, but more importantly, I present for about a half hour to 45 minutes about what I see the trends and what strategies you can use to have your best year ever. So we're doing that address next week. It's on, I don't know what date it is. I wanna say the 18th, I think. Well, below this video, we'll put it up there. I think whatever day it is, whatever date, we'll put it up there. Sorry that I totally just drew a blank on the date. But below this video, wherever you're watching it, on our website or on YouTube, there'll be a link where you can register to come to that event live and listen to the address that we're going to deliver, as well as the strategies that we're suggesting you adopt to make 2022 your best year ever. Or if the event has already happened, that link will take you to a replay of it. But now that we've sort of mentioned the basis of what we're going to be talking about in this year's State of the Restaurant Industry, as well as what strategies we're going to be suggesting, I do want you to think between now and when you watch that video or attend that address live, I want you to think about how much have you changed while the world around you has changed. Is your menu the same as it was 6 months, a year, 2, 5 years ago? If it is, how can you expect to have different results? Is the way that you recruit, hire, train, and develop your team the same now as it was a year, 3, 5, 10 years ago? If it is, how can you expect to have different results? So listen, I'm really excited to bring this address to you. I hope you're able to join us live. And again, if the live date has already passed, then watch that replay. And remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, value creates scale. If you haven't picked up a copy of our new book, Make It Happen, head over to therestaurantboss.com where you can get a copy of the book completely for free. And remember, I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people. I look forward to bringing you another great video just like this next week. Bye-bye. Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.